Well, you know, you're only allowed so many padded practices during the year. We have a master schedule, and this is kind of how it fell. So,
that would allow you to double up so much, right, in the future?
well, I think I lost my opportunity to double up. I have to check my mic. I'm focused on the Vikings, Tom. So, and we're not in pads this week. So, you know, we have a master schedule up on my wall. I didn't check it for pads or no pads.
Did you go on pads twice right after the bye, Mike? Because I think you did Monday.
Correct.
And then did you do
Monday
again
and
after
Thursday. Yeah.
September?
Mike, can you tell us, is Jermichael out of the hospital now? Do you know?
My understanding, Jermichael was supposed to get out today. Now, if he has, I will go to the training room from here. So that was the plan.
Mike, did Brad have any sort of setback yesterday, or was it just the plan?
I think it's just more the reps. I didn't count his reps today, but he was pretty close as far as his work yesterday and today.
So are you hopeful that you'll have him, or is he still maybe a little bit?
Well, you know, I mean, we'll take the full week and we'll see. You know, see how he feels tomorrow. Wednesday and Friday is the medical examination days, so we'll see how he comes out tomorrow.
Well, what do you think of what you've seen of Sherrod so far? And does it look? Do you think it looks pretty promising for him to get activated when his time's up?
I think it's promising. You know, it's definitely much better than you know was when the season started. I think he clearly has moved past the, you know, just the mobility part of it that you originally had some concerns. He needs the padded work, so you know the time that you usually get in training camp. So I know he's doing some extra drill work and things like that, and we're trying to just get him as acclimated as possible.
Like you've said, you're not going to ask guys to be Jermichael. What do you want to see out of Andrew?
Andrew Corliss. I just want Andrew to. You know, do his job, be you know, fundamentally sound, be assignment sound, and play with some great passion. You know, I think he can take his game up to another level. I mean, he needs to exert himself like he has done in spurts. You can see him coming back, you know, almost on a weekly basis, getting a little better since coming off of that major injury. You know, what he's gone through the last couple of years. So I just like to see him take a step. But he doesn't need to try to get outside of himself and do anything that's a stretch.
When did you realize Jared Boykin was just different than a lot of the other young receivers that have come through here?
Well, I mean, when you look at McCall's, I mean, he's extremely productive. And, you know, as we know how the combine is, you know, he didn't run a very good time and so forth. But, I mean, really from the first day he came here, you could see that he belonged on the field. Big hands, you know, physical kid, you know, compete. Really, really competed on special teams, so I like that about him initially. Frankly, I think he's just has learned to relax a little bit and play. He puts a lot of pressure on himself. He's a very, very tough young man, and I think you're just seeing the benefits of it now. So I can't say enough about his work ethic and what he's put into getting ready for his opportunity now. You know, last week, not a whole lot of people knew about him. Now they do. So he has to, you know, overcome that challenge of people now they have film on them, how they're going to play them, and how are they going to game plan technique wise, bump and run, so forth, matchups, and so that's all part of being successful in this league.
This year, your defense has really bottled up some good running backs, but can you do that as easily with Adrian Peterson? Even in the playoffs, he had 99 yards last year with one. How hard is it to
What's
really bottle him up as opposed to just try to contain him?
Well, we go out every week to stop the run. I mean, that's, you know, no, whatever the numbers come out, that's what they come out to. But, you know, it's about winning and down, keeping your defense in favorable down and distance. He's going to touch the ball this weekend. I think we all recognize that. And he's the focal point of their offense. So, but as far as the stats and so forth, we're going to win the game. And it starts on defense by stopping the run.
Looks like you're getting healthy in the secondary. I guess, how do you – I mean, there's a lot of guys in the mix of corners that, you know, do make gets of packages based on fits, or are those guys battling it out kind of like almost like training camp this week to see who plays? I guess, how do you sort that out, I guess?
I'm not going to sit here and tell you who's playing where and how we're playing our players. I mean, we have guys coming back. It's a great thing. But that's why you game plan. That's why you play on Sundays. So, you know, we'll just see how it shakes out.
I mean, are you having for guys like just kind of battling for – job's almost kind of like a mini camp.
People are competing every day. They're competing every day to be part of a package or to get reps. You know, also the defensive personnel that you're going to play in a particular game, also their offense has something to do with that too. So, you know, how many times are they going to play in regular or base offense will probably dictate what kind of defensive personnel we're going to take. So how it shakes out, that's really why you play the game.
Mike, some of your defensive linemen were saying yesterday that at the end of training camp, you really challenged them and put it on them and said, we kept this many of you. I have high expectations for you. What was your thought process in sending them that message? And it seems like they've delivered it on that.
It's the reality of it. It's the reality of our roster. You know, when we get to the 53, we don't sit there and say, hey, we're going to keep exactly this many defensive linemen, this many offensive linemen, this many linebackers. No, you obviously have a need for certain numbers at certain positions. And, you know, the defensive line depth was evident. So we kept the extra defensive line because, A, they earned a job. And secondly, just the way we went, you know, we feel we need to play. I mean, it's, once again, coaching is about utilizing your resources. And the resources are the players. Your system that's in place is about making them successful. And we have more defensive linemen and offensive linemen on our roster than we've had in prior years. So they're a big part of it. The game starts up front. But, you know, hopefully we can keep those guys healthy, and I think they'll definitely be one of the primary reasons why we win.
Mike, do you feel like you guys have to get ready to face both Josh Freeman and Christian Ponder, and what kind of challenges that present?
You have to. I understand what's going on. You know, going on. I mean, you just look at the playoff game, Christian Ponder. You know, you thought he was going to play, and then we saw Joe Webb. So, I mean, that's part of it. They have three quarterbacks that have played this year. It's all on film. But that's who we've broken that down, and we'll be ready for any of the three.
Mike, how are the other pup guys progressing, Jarrell and Sean?
They're getting better. I mean, you know, they're chomping at the bit. I mean, these guys want to play, so, we'll see what happens. I mean, there's no decisions this week on any of those guys, but I'm very impressed with their workouts.
Are you comfortable putting Sean Richardson back in? What you know about his medical situation?
I mean, really, I think those are questions for the future. We've got great news on him this week, so I'm happy for Sean. I mean, for what he's been through, so he looks great. So we'll see what happens.
Mike, what was the great news?
He's getting better, getting close.